This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:36. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn, and Sean Tanis of our news desk has joined us for the market wrap. And we're starting off with a pretty interesting report. And it's about the rate of suicide in Japan, which actually dropped significantly last month. And this, of course, has come as more people are spending time with their families during lockdown. Right. What are the details?
Right. So basically, this is a story that got a lot of like retweets and eyeballs and attention over the weekend. And it's still trending on the BFM news Twitter page after we tweeted it, because basically it was a Guardian report, the Guardian report that shows how suicides in Japan reduced by 20% last month compared with the same time last year. In fact, it's the biggest drop in 5 years. And interestingly, all this occurred at a time where Japan's suicide prevention counselors and helpline staff, they were basically getting ready for an increase in cases.
Sure, yeah.
And mainly, expecting bad economic conditions, loss of jobs and incomes. And over the years, Japan has been trying everything to bring down the rate of suicide. And suddenly, unintentionally, when more people started to work remotely, spend more time with family and also with themselves, the numbers started to fall organically. And there were also many comments pointing out the stress from having to wake up every day to meet KPIs and being at work as one being some of the factors, and expectations and excellence also seen as the burden of productivity as a whole, pushing people to the edge, at least in Japan's case.
Yeah, there have been a lot of conversations, I think, in both Japan and South Korea, right? Talking about work culture. Having said that, though, suicide has been on a downward trend in Japan since peaking at about 34,000 cases in 2003. Last year, there were still, over 20,000 cases. So this does raise the question whether the Japanese government will be using the data and introducing new policies to improve social well-being going forward, because, like you said, the economic condition, that's just one of the contributing factors.
Correct. So I was saying the rate has declined, but it's still a huge number, right? Because in April, there were 1,455 people who took their own lives in Japan. And if we look at other factors for the decline, they include fewer people commuting to work and also school closures.
Yeah.
So suicide among school children in Japan is also a big problem with bullying and other social pressure. So the report says the start of the academic year in April was supposed to be in April in Japan. So it's a stressful time for a lot of people. So the postponement may have saved lives, at least temporarily. And on that note, I just want to look at the global, in the global context, it paints a different picture, because the journal Lancet Psychiatry reports that the economy and the bad economic times and also unemployment are indeed major causes for suicide, because economic downturn has caused about 5,000 deaths in 63 countries in 2015, whereas unemployment has actually caused 45,000 deaths between year 2000 and 2011. So this is something, I guess, all governments will look at and should also take seriously, just as much as the pandemic, because we are saving so many people from the pandemic, but then there are other consequences as well.
Yeah, that's always been the argument, hasn't it, for reopening the economy.
Right.
The idea that people need jobs, people need money.
Correct.
Back home on Bursa Malaysia, though, green packet shares continued their uptrend on the FBM KLCI today amid reports on their digital banking plans. What's the update on the counter?
Yeah, so shares in green packet Berhad rose up to 30 cent or about 25% this morning, and the counter itself was up 117% year to date. And this partly follows reports that the group is well positioned to venture with China's internet giant Tencent as its local partner for its banking products. And the patented solution can reportedly assist banks to cut costs by removing manual procedures. So at close today, over 53.3 million shares were traded on the green packet counter, which was 19% higher at 1 ringgit and 44 cents.
Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.